40 Degrees, Veterans Day, November 11th, 2024. Best 5 minutes today. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
It is Veterans Day, and I have not yet said that, hey, listeners, we are inviting you to share a tribute on the talk and text line to veterans you appreciate in your life. So, Jason, I'll give you the first chance.
Yeah, I think I've mentioned my dad in the past, but yep. Let me mention my father-in-law, who served 20 years in the Navy, retired out of the Navy, and a very important person in my life, someone I respect a great deal.
Mm-hmm. And I, too, going to recognize my dad served in the Air Force, and two of his brothers were Marines, Albert and Gene, I believe, too. So thank them for their service as well. So, and they've all passed, but they're still, nonetheless. So,
my father-in-law is still alive. Mm-hmm.
Also, brain health on the mind today, because getting older, I'm 60 now. You're just a young whippersnapper at 52.
Correct.
But, yeah, you're a neuropsychologist, so talk to me about it. Because, yeah, I can definitely see that things that more and that short-term memory, and it doesn't seem to make sense, but the short-term and even recent-term is a lot more challenging.
Yeah, I mean, those are run by different. I mean, long-term memory tends to be encoded a little bit differently than short-term memory is. You know, once it's in the long-term banks, it tends to stay there. You know, the thing we notice most is that brains slow down, starting probably in the mid to late 30s, and we just get our processing gets slower over time. You know, so in terms of brain health, the big things are trying to stay active, both cognitively and physically. So, you know, making sure you're engaging in things that challenge your brain, very important. But, I mean, if you look at research, the most important thing is trying to stay physically active. And that is very important in terms of keeping our brains sharp over time.
Yeah, so, I mean, exercise is, have you been seeing some different results mentally? Because you've been doing a lot more hiking in recent months.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, just in terms of the types of foods I'm eating, I'm less mentally sluggish. But I think, you know, just in terms of I feel sharper overall. I feel emotionally brighter than I have. You know, I had set a goal weight after surgery of 225, and I hit that this morning. So it was exciting. You know, definitely that physical activity is super important.
And that means
I often say that the brain weighs about 2 to 3% of the total body weight, but it uses about 20% of the oxygen of the body.
Uh-huh.
So you got to get the blood there, and that helps by keeping
exercise.
Your blood vessels healthy.
Yeah, there you go. Now, one of the challenges with exercise is having the energy, because a lot of times you got to work in the physical.
Yep.
Yeah, right. So that's good.
Absolutely.
So if you're at 225, you mind you've lost how much?
I think I'm at 120 pounds down.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, yeah.
Yep.
Well, you had a good.
I suspect I'll keep losing, but you know, we'll see where it lands. So.
Wow. Okay, I better watch it. You're going to be skinnier than me, Harrisburg. Well, let's see. You know, after the election victory, Elon Musk posted something that said, you know, "New World Order," and I know. As a Christian who's grown up here at WWIB, from Marlon Maddox's Point of View show on, I was always warned about, you know, the specter of a new world order. But this is 80% of white evangelicals voted for Trump, and yet his main financial backer is touting the new world order. What do you understand that to be?
Yeah, I wish I understood what that was. You know, I saw that phrase come up, and I immediately, my hackles went up, because like you, that was something I heard Christians say, hey, this is something that we're fighting against, you know, really hard. And all of a sudden, you know, day after the election, we see New World Order. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm thinking, huh, this is exactly what we said we weren't after.
What is it? That's the question.
Yeah, you know, and so I think a lot of us are kind of waiting to see, you know, what is that? Is it just, you know, an off-the-cuff remark? Is it something different than that? I think we just don't know yet what that
was. It's hard to imagine it's an off-the-cuff remark. I mean, after you've put that much money and work into the election. But all right, well, I was kind of wanting to go to Matthew 26 this morning, verses 1 and 2.
Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, Matthew 26, 1 and 2. I got it open in Letters to the Beloved, but we usually follow that with the scripture this morning.
All right. Got it.
There we go. Matthew 26.
So, says, when Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, as you know, Passover begins in 2 days, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified.
Mm-hmm. And in Letters to the Beloved, your New Testament devotional commentary, you say, after finishing his sayings and parables, Jesus said to his followers, 2 days from now is the Passover, I will be delivered up to be crucified. Every time he said this, a wave of terror and disbelief gripped his disciples. They had witnessed the visible evidence of the cruelty of crucifixion. It remained unbelievable that such a thing could happen to their teacher and friend. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things, right, I mean, is how would you make sense of that?
Mm-hmm.
When something like that is threatened, I would be completely thrown off, and you'd be like, that's not going to happen, you know, which mm-hmm. eventually they did. But, you know, boy, how do you reconcile or make sense of
right.
this very stark phrase?
Absolutely. Thank you, friend. Appreciate it. There we go, everybody. Jason Kanz, WWIV.
Good morning on this Veterans Day. I would like to give a special thanks to Philip Knutson and Ron Knutson for their service in the Air Force. I would also like to thank Chuck Hagman for his many years of service in the Navy, and Paul Hagman and Kevin Hagman for their service in the Marines. Thank you all for keeping us safe, and thanks for coming home safe.
Mm. Thank you, Vicki. Appreciate that. All right, NFL music is not usually how we bring in our stand-up comic pastor friend from the Renaissance Vineyard Church in Ferndale, Michigan, outside of Detroit. It's Drew Fralick. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
So the Lions, Jared Goff, 5 interceptions, 5. I mean, that's the whole hand,
yeah.
All 5 fingers. And
yeah.
And Detroit still wins with a field goal for more than 50 yards. And Texas is just holding their helmets this morning going, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, even if you're not a Lions fan, it's an incredible study in how bad can you be at work and still get rewarded. It's like, Bob here works at a warehouse. He drives the forklift. He ran over 5 people last week. But we're going to give him a promotion.
Yeah, know? Wow.
We feel like he's doing all right. I was trying to think, what is the, like, pastoral comp to this? You
right.
know, like, if you're preaching a sermon and you, like, leave 5 times to use the restroom or something, and people are still coming up to you afterwards like, that was a really good message.
Well,
we really...
yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine... But, you know, they're probably not coming up to I don't think Jared got a game ball, but still.
No. Maybe a towel or something afterwards.
Right.
Have you ever, Mark, random detour here. Have you ever seen a pastor, like, leave in the middle of a sermon?
No.
To go take care of something?
No.
Like, never?
I never have.
That's not a thing. Okay.
Why, have you done that?
I don't remember. I definitely have during a stand-up set. Sermon, I don't think so. I don't feel like it. There's like one time, maybe my first year, I feel like I may have left for just like briefly for like a minute or two because the kids were freaking out or something in the middle of the sermon or something. And there was like 20 people there.
Even if you need water, you can usually ask somebody else to go. All right, 2 other quick things. Your daughter supposedly at school, there was going to be a fruit poll on Election Day. So I actually threw that out. We had a fruit poll on our listener line and our WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group page.
Oh, wow.
What I was struck by was how many different fruits were voted on as people's favorites. So it wasn't like a runaway between apples and oranges. But it sounded like your daughter's poll went a different direction.
Yeah, so what happened was, you know, it's a preschool. They're having a mock election on Election Day for what's your favorite fruit.
Yeah, right.
Well, very quickly, the kids threw out all fruits, and it came down to fish sticks and tater tots.
Oh, man.
And then it was like a dead heat for a while between fish sticks and tater tots, but tater tots did win in the end.
Huh.
So they chose something delicious, you know.
Yeah, I mean... Did you remember the movie Napoleon Dynamite? Tater tots were real big in that movie back in the day.
I love tater tots.
Yeah.
They're great.
No, they
I
are
love
good.
Tater tots.
Even with
fish
sticks. Very good. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate it. There, our buddy Drew Fralick, stand-up comic and pastor from Renaissance Vineyard in Detroit. And Yeah, I wish I could be there. He's going to be in Grand Rapids. Another family we know, Jeff and Sid Holsklaw. My wife was in a group that Sid had facilitated for 24 weeks back a couple of years ago. And they're having Drew for his kind of a mixture of stand-up and sermon this Saturday night. But, yeah, not going to be able to make it, I guess. So, family event going on.
WWIB, this is Linda Churchwell calling from Chippewa. And I just want to thank all the military people that have served for our country and for other countries all over the world. And just thinking about that verse that I'm sure you mentioned this morning in John 15:13, that greater love hath no man than a man that's laid down his life for his friends. I just want to thank personally my son Lucas Arnold, who was in the Air Force for 4 years, and he served there. He was in Afghanistan, and he came home safely, and I thank God for that. And, you know, I'm just thankful for every military person. Lucas continued to serve. He works at the hospital at Mayo. He's a respiratory therapist, and he's a great son. He's a great son, daddy, and, you know, he cares about everybody. He just shows that love continually. So I just want to say thank you, and I hope you have a blessed day.
Thank you, Linda. I appreciate that.
This is Doug from Sand Creek. I just want to remember my uncle, Uncle Alfred Madison, who was stationed during World War II in Alaska. And in the process of coming home, returning home from Alaska, his plane was flying back this way and got lost in the snowstorm and crashed into the side of the Denali Mountains up there. A rescue team had to wait for the snowstorm to abate before they could go up to see if they could find him. They found the fuselage of the plane, but never found any survivors. They saw tracks leading away from the plane. So my uncle is still buried up in the top of the mountains, and there's a memorial there on a plaque alongside the road in that region. So I want to remember Uncle Alfred. I never knew him, but he was my dad's best friend. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Bye.
Weekend recap on the WIV Wake Up Show on this Veterans Day, welcoming your ongoing tributes on the listener line at 715-396-1670. For me, Friday night, the highlight, remembering Gene Wilder. It's a documentary on Netflix. Really good. I highly recommend it. He's from Milwaukee, actually, and in so many great movies, including the classic Willy Wonka and The Chocolate Factory. Saturday, my wife got home from Madison, and so visiting Grace there, where she's living and working these days, and so watched some TV together. The start of Lincoln Lawyer Season 3, Caleb.
Okay.
And then also yesterday, a great time with church, but then in the afternoon, no Packers, so we went out to the Clearwater Jazz and Arts Fest. Sue Orfield, always great on the sax, and our friend Heidi Schreiner, one of the presenting artists. So that was good, too, as well.
Yeah, so my weekend, let's go back. Let's Tarantino this thing. So started off on Friday night, right, but let's go to Sunday. So Sunday, enjoyed again in the absence of a Packers game. Spent more time with family and friends and played some board games. So we enjoyed that, card games, I guess, more specifically. So enjoyed that on maybe a gray Sunday afternoon. So I enjoyed that on Saturday. Something I didn't necessarily enjoy, had been putting off, but I got it done. Got the leaves mulched and bagged up and discarded. Nice. Because I'm sure my neighbor Bob didn't appreciate the fact that my leaves were blowing into his yard. So I got it done. So yeah. You're welcome, Bob. I actually did a basic adult homeowner thing.
Uh-huh.
And then going back to Friday night, I mean, that was the whole highlight of the weekend, right? So again, I'm from Rice Lake. Rice Lake played New Richmond, level 3 playoff game, which is now known as a sectional final, right? You get a plaque if you win, and as you move on to a state semifinal if you win. And Rice Lake went to New Richmond, avenged a 1-point loss, beat the previously unbeaten Tigers 28-6. And my little brother, Will, again, is a junior for Rice Lake. played a brand new position he had never played it before, outside linebacker. They've had some injuries and also been trying to find ways to get him on the field. He started at outside linebacker, and he got a game-sealing interception return for touchdown, pick six for Little Bro.
Nice.
And, yeah, so that was just, man. It, my brother Josh and I have talked about this before, that Will's kind of living out the dream that we all had of playing football at a really high level. So, yeah. Well done, Will and Rice Lake. Really enjoyed that. Looking forward to seeing them in action against an even tougher team this Friday night.
Sounds like your voice got a test as well, huh?
Yeah. Lost it with a lot of screaming.
For your service to the veterans, all of them, first of all, and especially my brother Jeff, my brother Gary, both serving in the Army, Jeff Vietnam, and my brother Ronnie in the Navy, Brad Richardson also serving as a Vietnam veteran air. And Alan Gratton, in the U.S., Navy, and, Pastor Bebo, Staff Sergeant in the Army, and, to my daughter Danielle, also in the Army. Thank you guys for your service and all the other vets.
All right, Hal, well, before I get, into the lacrosse forecast, I am realizing something that I didn't write down and should have remembered during sports. We have some congratulations to give out because Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran and Barron Volleyball both won state championships on Saturday. So congratulations to the Golden Bears and to the Lancers. Eau Claire Regis took home silver in Division 4. So anyway, hard fought. And I know up in Barron County where I'm from originally, too, there was a big celebration, too, for the Golden Bears.
For sure.
So, congratulations to them. And I was remiss in not remembering to talk about prep sports in our sports update top of the hour.
Hi, this is Mike from Cross, and I'm calling to remember my dad, David Ingebrigtsen, who fought Nam in the 101st Airborne. He was a great man, great father, and I miss him because he passed away in 91. And I remember him telling me everything that he did in Nam, and I just want to remember him on this day, and I hope that every veteran and their families have a good day, and I thank you all for your service.
Good morning. This is Sherry from Whitehall. I just want to say thank you to all our veterans who are serving, but especially John and Elijah. Thank you for your service, and God continue to bless you greatly with safety and perseverance, and also for all who have served, but especially honoring my three uncles, Ansel, Edmund, and Adelbert, who served in World War II. Uncle Adelbert never made it home, so I never got to meet him. But and also, a special shout-out and a thank you to that youngster from Pigeon Falls, Wisconsin, Reynolds Tomter, who is a 107-year-old veteran. God bless you all, and thank you. Thank you, from the bottom of my heart for all your sacrifices and your dedication and your love for your fellow country, your fellow men and women of this country and for this country. Thank you.
Well, it is Veterans Day today, and we're so appreciative of so many of you who've been leaving the tributes on the listener line, preferably in your own voice, and continue to do that at 715-396-1670. Of course, this day, Veterans Day, observed annually on this day, November 11th, to honor all U.S. military veterans for their service and sacrifice.
Now, Veterans Day was originally called Armistice Day, commemorating the end of World War I on November 11th, 1918.
Yeah, the first observance, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the first Armistice Day on November 11th, 1919, marking the first anniversary of the armistice.
In 1938, Congress made Armistice Day a legal federal holiday to honor World War I veterans and promote world peace. And
then the name change occurred in 1954 with President Eisenhower as the president. After World War II and the Korean War, the holiday was renamed Veterans Day to honor all U.S. veterans.
Now, there was a period where the date actually changed to Veterans Day. From 1971 to 1977, Veterans Day was temporarily moved to October under the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, but was restored to November 11th in 1978 due to public outcry.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I don't know. It's just kind of nice knowing that it's on. Although it does fall on a Monday this year.
It does.
And finally, the modern observance. Today, Veterans Day marked by ceremonies such as the wreath laying at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Again, we would love to hear from you at 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670 if you have a veteran or multiple veterans to honor.
Well, back in the day, one of my coworkers here at WWIB was Dana Brown, and he is now executive director of Tandem, which has just gone through a newly reformed reorganization a bit. Some organizations you've heard about, Eau Claire Treehouse and Eau Claire Restorative Justice, and you got a big event, a fundraiser coming up on Saturday night. Dana, welcome.
I think we're going to actually have Dana move to this other mic. It seems like we're having a technical issue with this one. Right. So let's restart here. Go ahead, Dana.
All right. Try that again. Is that a little better?
That's better.
Now all right. It was great, Mark, back, 30-some years ago. This was kind of like my home base as well. So it's kind of crazy how life continues to move on.
But tell us about Tandem. Again, the merger here that's occurred between Eau Claire Treehouse and Eau Claire Restorative Justice and the big fundraiser on Saturday.
Well, it kind of goes way back. 2002 is when the Eau Claire County Restorative Justice started and then moved into a mission of Goodwill NCW. And then Tandem Mentorship started in 2016 and grew into Treehouse Mentorship, which is an organization nationally that we're associated with. And so now this year, with the blessing of Goodwill and Treehouse, we're kind of bringing those both together. So it's under Tandem. That's our kind of umbrella organization. So the event on Saturday is just celebrating that, our first time kind of a community awareness and fundraiser coming in. We're bringing Jarrell in to kind of shake that up a little bit.
So Jarrell Roach will be your speaker. And again, Jarrell has just kind of a laundry list of accomplishments and including being a combat veteran for a couple decades, I believe, as we welcome Jarrell Roach here on the line. Good morning, Jarrell.
Hey, good morning, brother. So glad to join y'all. Dana, look forward to seeing you soon, brother.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit, Dana, about this event, what people can expect. Again, coming up quickly this Saturday at the Florian Gardens.
Well, yeah, most importantly, of course, with fellowship, you got to have food. So there's good food. We've got Jarrell as entertainment. I'm going to spend a little bit of time. They're limiting me to just about 15, 20 minutes, but a little bit of time about our history as well and kind of get people up to speed. And then Jarrell is going to talk for us as well. We've got a silent auction going on. There's a lot of items there as well to bid on, just to, kind of a good time to just celebrate kind of where we've come from and kind of where we're going.
And you guys did just receive a $30,000 grant from the Pablo Foundation.
Yeah, we did. That was just last week. So that's exciting stuff. That allows us to expand kind of what we're doing and continue. We've got a lot of community support that we're continuing to just kind of flow with. So
Jarrell, your nickname is Mr. Hilarious Hope. How did that come about? How did you go from being a 20-year-plus combat veteran to, again, inspirational speaker, but also entertainer, comedy? How has God led you along this path?
Yeah, man, that's a wonderful question, man. I think, okay, I'm a motivational speaker, too. That's one of the things we're doing. But one of the theme for this year is be present. And that's what I think God has really resolved my life, man, showing up to life. Highs and lows, crazies, and in the steady days. And that hilarious hope really comes from the idea of people saying, dude, you can't put motivation and comedy together. And I said, oh, yeah, you want to bet? And so, man, I've been out traveling, putting motivation together, pairing motivation and comedy together. That's actually how I came across Tandem. I was out doing comedy, preaching at a prison, and I met a band who helped start the Tandem program, and I was traveling the nation with them doing prisons. And to me, that's really part of my service to my country. That started in 2015, just coming right off of a deployment. And God rocked my world on that deployment and just said, man, I want you to fight for your country by fighting for souls, by fighting for the attention of others. And man, he's been lighting up comedy, motivation, DJing, emceeing. And I'm just riding the wave that God has put me on, man. And it's been a blast.
And Jarrell, can you name that band? Because I think we might be quite familiar with them here at WWIB.
Yeah, 513 Free.
Indeed.
Yeah, 513. Those are my buddies right there, man. And so, yeah, man, look
where
we are
part
now.
Yeah, they're a big part of our history, definitely, Jarrell. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They're still. I still kind of pull Jesse in a little bit as I can, but he's actually one of the sponsors through Orange Impressions as well.
And I think we're gonna have to play a 513 song in just a moment here as well too. But
as
go ahead, Jarrell.
Oh, I was just agreeing with you guys. Go ahead.
The big thing, I think, coming up is the event's Saturday. This is Monday. I mean, how can people register? You need to know that they're coming. You'd like to know. And so where do they go to let you know that they'd like to be there Saturday night, 5 to 8 at Florian Gardens?
Yeah, you can go. I think we're on the WWIB website as well. But also our website is tandemmentorship.org. And you can register there as well. So it's still time to get in there. Our tables are filling up, but definitely the doors are open. Even in the sense, just it's a great time. We have great sponsors, sponsored by Quick Trip, of course, WWIB, as far as the media goes. And we've got a whole list of about 10 sponsors that are going to, you know, have allowed us to be there as well. So kind of want to give them a shout out as well.
So again, Silent Auction, Italian Buffet, Live Entertainment, and Mr. Hilarious Hope, Jarrell Roach, 5 to 8 p.m. Florian Gardens this Saturday. And again, when you look at the mission of what you're doing here, Dana, all proceeds benefiting Tandem's mission to end hopelessness by building intentional relationships, and so, so needed. A lot of times Mondays, think of mental health Mondays. And again, there's so much hopelessness in our world, but we know the source of hope, and we want to hold that out to the world.
That's right. Yeah, we're excited to anybody who can be there, because that's kind of where we're at, is just moving that forward as best we can. So.
Well, fantastic. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Jarrell. And yeah, hopefully everybody gets out to see you guys on Saturday evening at the Florian Gardens. Jarrell, I know you've heard this one a lot, but that bears repeating. 513 free.
Breathe
you in.